If you run a law firm, there's a 26% chance that you are currently, right at this very moment, ignoring the very cases you just paid $500 a click to acquire. Welcome to the Legal Marketing Playbook from Forward Push Law Firm Marketing. I'm Ron.
And I'm Sandy.
And today we're doing a deep dive into this just incredibly insightful article we found on the Forward Push Law Firm Marketing website. We're starting with a truth that, well, it might be a little painful to hear for some of you listening.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those hard truths.
It is, because there's a very high probability that your firm is bleeding cases. And I don't just mean any cases. I mean the high-value prospects you've already spent hard-earned money to bring to your front door.
Right. And our mission today is to really take that uncomfortable reality and use it to completely reframe how you view your entire intake process.
Exactly.
Because we're looking at how to shift intake from being this, you know, this frustrating operational bottleneck, which is honestly how most firms see it, into what really should be, which is your firm's ultimate revenue generator.
So let's unpack this, because before you can go in and fix a leak, you really have to understand what plumbing system that leak actually belongs to, right?
Right. You have to find the source.
Yeah. And right now, there is a fundamental flaw in how most law firms view their growth and really how they structure their internal departments. It comes down to this this great misunderstanding between marketing and operations.
The traditional model is just incredibly siloed. I mean, marketing produces the leads and operations converts them. That's the standard assumption everywhere.
That is the assumption, yeah. You have these two totally separate entities. So think about what happens in the real world when those leads aren't converting into signed retainers. Who takes the hit?
Marketing, always.
Marketing inevitably takes the hit. The partners call a meeting, they pull up the spreadsheet, and they tell the marketing director or the external agency, look, you need to produce better leads, these are garbage, or, you know, we need more volume, so let's just double the ad spend.
Right, because when the partners look at those numbers, they only see the closed cases, so they just assume the leads themselves must be the problem.
But the core thesis of this Forward Push article completely flips that on its head.
Mm-hmm.
It points out that this traditional siloed model is just, it's dead wrong.
Completely outdated.
Yeah. The paradigm shift you need to make today is understanding that intake is not an operations function at all. Intake is actually the final mile of your marketing funnel.
Wait, I really have to stop you there. Because if I'm a firm owner listening to this, my intake team is handling sensitive legal triage.
Sure.
I can't just slap a marketing label on my paralegals or receptionists and expect them to suddenly be, you know, hard-closing salespeople. How does that actually work in practice without feeling a bit sleazy?
That is such a crucial distinction to make. It's not about turning your receptionist into a used car salesperson. Not at all.
Okay, good.
It's about recognizing the real purpose of everything leading up to that phone call. I mean, think about it. Every single thing your firm does, your long-term SEO strategy, your paid Google ads, your social media content, fighting for those five-star Google reviews.
Which takes forever, by the way.
It takes forever. But all of that massive effort has one sole job. And that job is simply to get a prospective client to raise their hand and ask for help.
Right. They are just raising their hand. But the moment they do, that's where the operations team usually takes over in the old model. And that's where the friction really begins.
Exactly. Let's use an analogy to picture what this structural failure actually looks like in practice. Because it's wild. It's like having a world-class marketing team run a spectacular relay race.
Okay, I'm picturing it.
They run this perfect race. They hold a baton. They sprint all the way to the end, only to hand the baton to someone who is literally fast asleep at the finish line.
Oh, wow. That's a brutal way to look at it, but it makes so much sense.
It's what's happening. You built this incredible luxury storefront, but then you put a heavy padlock on the front door. The marketing didn't fail. The handoff failed.
The exact moment a client finally raises their hand, right up to the moment they sign a retainer, that crucial, fragile window is exactly where massive marketing investments simply go to die.
They just vanish into thin air. And to really understand why that baton is being dropped, we have to move away from the theory and look at the cold, hard numbers.
The math behind this is always so eye-opening.
It is staggering. The article breaks down a recent 2025 study that tracked over 1,300 law firms, over 1,000 firms. And they found that 26% of law firms fail to respond to online leads at all.
Wait, over a quarter of firms, just they ignore the lead completely?
Completely. And I want to be really clear about that. Not slowly, not with a bad script. At all.
You just vanish into a black hole.
A complete black hole. 26%. And, you know, you have to ask why that happens. It's not malicious. Lawyers aren't trying to lose money.
No, of course not.
It's usually an infrastructure failure. You have a receptionist who's already fielding calls from angry current clients. They're trying to manage a partner's chaotic calendar. And then an email notification pops up from a web lead.
And it gets buried under 40 other emails.
Exactly. It gets buried. By the time they see it, it's too late. Because the timeline for a legal consumer is incredibly short.
Incredibly short. People are stressed.
Right. Even for the firms that do respond, there's a very strict timeline. It's what the industry calls the five-minute rule.
The five-minute rule. Okay, let's get into that.
The research consistently shows that the conversion rate for legal leads drops off a cliff, literally plummets, if your response time exceeds 5 minutes.
5 minutes. I mean, that feels almost impossibly fast for a busy office.
It does feel fast. But we have to look at the psychology of the modern consumer. We are living in an era of instant gratification. When someone searches for a lawyer, they're usually in a state of high anxiety.
They aren't casually shopping for a pair of shoes.
Exactly. They're not browsing on Amazon. They need an answer now. If you respond within that five-minute window, you catch them while they are still at their computer. They are still focused on the problem, and your conversion rates stay incredibly high.
And if they wait?
But if that lead waits an hour, the drop-off is severe. They've moved on. And if they wait until the next business day, well, the conversion rate plummets so low that the marketing money you spent to get that lead is practically worthless.
Which really exposes a major flaw in how firms evaluate their marketing agencies, doesn't it?
It does. It exposes what the article calls the volume myth. Let's walk through a very detailed step-by-step mathematical scenario that plays out in law firms every single day.
Okay, let's do the math.
Let's look at the old way of doing things. Say your marketing spend gets you 40 qualified leads a month.
40 leads, okay.
Your intake team responds within 24 hours on weekdays. But on nights and weekends, those calls go to voicemail, and the web forms just sit in an inbox until Monday morning.
Which is standard for a lot of firms.
It's very standard. So out of those 40 leads, maybe 10 actually convert into consultations. And out of those 10 consultations, maybe 5 sign a retainer.
Hold on, let me pause you there. So out of 40 people who actively ask for hype, 30 of them just evaporated.
Yes. 30 potential clients gone.
Mostly because of slow response times or hitting a weekend voicemail?
Exactly. They hit friction and they leave. And what is the firm's reaction? They look at the 5 signed cases and say, well, we obviously need more leads. The agency isn't sending us enough volume.
So they blame the top of the funnel.
They foolishly decide it's a top of funnel volume problem. They tell marketing to double the budget. But watch what happens if you just fix the funnel instead of pouring more money into it.
Okay, what does the math look like then if we fix the final mile?
If you take those exact same 40 leads, no extra ad spend, right?
Right.
But you drop your response time down to 5 minutes and you make sure weekends and nights are fully covered.
Okay.
Those same 40 leads suddenly turn into 18 consultations. And those 18 consultations turn into 10 signed retainers.
Wait, 10 instead of 5? That's literally double the revenue.
It is double the revenue on the exact same marketing spend. You didn't pay for a single extra click. You didn't run a single extra ad. You just fixed the final mile. You removed the padlock from the door.
That is so powerful.
This is why it's so critical to understand that what looks like a marketing problem is actually a revenue problem disguised as an operations problem.
And building on that math, we really have to talk about the actual dollar amounts burning up in the background here.
Oh, absolutely.
Because to an audience of lawyers, leads aren't just, you know, abstract numbers on a spreadsheet. They are highly expensive, tangible assets.
They are. If you are listening to this, you already know the hard costs of acquiring a qualified legal lead in today's competitive market are astronomical.
They really are.
If you're relying on SEO, you're looking at 6 to 12 months of heavy, continuous financial investment. I mean, content creation, backlink building, technical updates, all of that before you see consistent volume.
And paid ads are even more direct.
Paid search is wild. Depending on your practice area, like personal injury or criminal defense, you're paying a staggering $50 to $500 per click.
Wait, per click. Not per signed case.
Not per signed case. Per click, just for somebody to click the link.
And local service ads are right up there, too, running anywhere from $100 to $500 per qualified lead. The stakes for every single inquiry are just incredibly high.
So let me paint a very vivid picture for you, because this is the invisible cost the article talks about. Imagine it's 7 p.m. on a Tuesday.
Okay, 7 p.m. Tuesday.
A prospective client has a legal issue. Maybe they just got served papers or they were in a minor accident. They search Google, they click your $500 ad, and they call your firm.
But the office is closed.
Right. The call rings three times and hits your firm's voicemail because your staff went home at 5 p.m. That client is stressed. They are running on adrenaline.
They just want to talk to a human.
They do not want to leave a message and wait, hoping you call back tomorrow. So what do? They hang up, hit the back button on their browser, and immediately call the very next firm on the Google results page.
And the real tragedy there is that invisible cost. That $500 lead is just gone. It is a total write-off for your firm.
A complete write-off.
And the worst part is, there is absolutely no line item on a monthly marketing report that shows money wasted on unreturned calls.
Nope, none.
The partner just looks at the report at the end of the month and says, our cost per acquisition is too high. The ads aren't working.
It's invisible bleeding. The ads worked perfectly. The operational capture failed. So now that we understand the financial pain here, we need to pivot and diagnose the actual illness.
We have to find out where the leaks are actually happening.
Exactly. The article outlines three specific points of failure that are actively destroying law firm marketing ROI. Let's go through them.
What's the first major failure point?
Failure number one is the slow first response. We touched on this with the 5-minute rule, but let's dig into the why.
Okay.
When a prospect submits a form or makes a call, they are in a highly emotional, high-intent moment. They want help right now. What lawyers often forget is that the prospect hasn't actually chosen you as their lawyer yet.
Right, they don't have brand loyalty to you.
Exactly. They've just decided to reach out to the first name that looked credible. At that exact moment, they're simply choosing whoever answers first.
Which means every single time a call rolls to voicemail during business hours, you aren't just losing a case. You are actively handing a new client directly to your competitor down the street.
You are literally funding your competitor's growth with your own marketing budget. It's crazy. But even if you have an incredible in-house team that answers every single call on the first ring from 9 to 5, there is a massive blind spot that happens the second the clock strikes 5 p.m.
Right, the after-hours black hole, which brings us to the second point.
Yes, which is failure number two.
Yeah.
Having no coverage outside of normal business hours. Look, if you're a lawyer listening to this, you are probably already working 60-hour weeks. The last thing you want is your cell phone ringing at 2 a.m., and that's completely valid. But legal emergencies do not respect a 9-to-5 schedule.
They really don't.
Arrests happen at 2 a.m. on a Saturday. Major car accidents happen on Sunday afternoons. People get served with divorce papers on a Friday evening right after work.
And those are often the highest value cases.
They are the highest urgency, highest value prospects in the entire legal market. If your firm essentially shuts down its intake capability from 5 p.m. on Friday until 9 a.m. on Monday, you are completely invisible to them.
They just can't reach you.
They do not have the luxury of waiting until Monday morning to figure out if they need a bail bondsman or a defense attorney. If they hit your voicemail, they are moving on immediately to the firm that has a 247 intake system.
So that covers the business hours and the after hours callers, but what about the people who aren't picking up the phone at all?
That brings us to failure number three, which is a bit more subtle, but honestly just as damaging. It's having no system in place for the prospect who is not ready to call.
Okay, what does that look like?
Think about the website visitor who lands on your site at 11 p.m. They have a legal problem. They're reading your blog posts about child custody or workers' comp. They are forming an impression of your expertise, but they aren't quite ready to dial a phone number.
Maybe they are intimidated, or they don't want to talk out loud because they are in the house with their spouse.
Exactly. Or they're at work the next day. If the only option you give that person is a basic static contact us form that asks for their entire life story, they are probably going to leave.
It's too much friction.
It's way too much friction. You have to have an active engagement system on your site. Talk about a dynamic chat or an interactive qualifier, something that asks them simple, low-pressure questions to capture their information and qualify them right then and there, rather than hoping they decide to call you tomorrow.
So we've diagnosed the illness. We see exactly where the leaks are, the slow responses, the weekend black hole, and the passive website. Now it's time for the cure. How does a firm actually treat intake as a marketing function? What does that look like in the day-to-day operations of a law firm?
It dictates three massive structural changes to how you run your business. First, response time must immediately be reclassified as a hardcore marketing metric.
not an operations metric.
Correct. You need to track it, report on it, and obsessively optimize it with the exact same rigor that you use for your cost per lead or your click-through rates.
That makes sense.
If you have a monthly meeting with your marketing agency and they're reporting on, you know, impressions and reach, you need to stop them and ask, what is our 5-minute response success rate this month? If you don't know that number, you don't really know your marketing ROI.
That makes a lot of sense. You measure what matters, and how does that change the approach to the weekend problem?
That's the second major change. After-hours coverage can no longer be viewed as an operations expense. Historically, firm administrators look at the cost of an answering service or a software tool and think, ugh, that's a drain on our operational overhead.
It's just a line item they want to cut.
Exactly. Instead, it needs to be viewed as a vital marketing investment. You evaluate the cost of an intake system strictly by the amount of captured revenue it generates that you otherwise would have lost to a competitor.
So, if a system costs $1,000 a month, but it captures one $50,000 injury case on a Sunday that would have gone to voicemail well, it's the best marketing ROI you have.
Precisely. It pays for itself 50 times over.
Yeah.
And the third change is that website engagement becomes core marketing architecture. Your goal isn't just to drive traffic and get eyeballs on your site to read your blog.
Right.
The goal is actively capturing every single visitor who has a genuine legal need, regardless whether they show up at noon on a Tuesday or 3 a.m. on a Saturday. The website has to be an active participant in the intake process, not just a digital brochure.
You know, I can hear a lot of listeners right now, especially solo practitioners or managing partners of smaller firms, thinking about the operational burden of actually setting all this up. Implementing a system that guarantees 2,047 5-minute response times sounds like it requires hiring a whole new department. Is this just too difficult or expensive for the average firm?
It's a very fair concern. And honestly, 5 years ago, my answer would have been, yes, you need a massive budget.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality today is that the barrier to entry is lower right now than it has ever been in the history of legal marketing.
Really? Because of new tech?
Yes. We are looking at AI voice agents and automated intake tools in 2025 and 2026 that have become astonishingly capable.
When you say AI voice agents, people immediately picture those terrible robotic phone trees that just frustrate callers. Press one for this, press two for that. Is that what we're talking about?
No, not at all. The technology has evolved incredibly fast. These modern systems use natural language processing. They don't just act like a glorified voicemail. They actually tap directly into your firm's calendar API and your CRM.
Wait, so they are actually doing the work of an intake specialist, like having a real conversation?
Yes. You pre-program the system with your specific qualifying questions. So if someone calls at midnight about a car accident, the AI can ask, were there any injuries? And when did the incident occur?
Oh, wow.
And if the answers fit your firm's criteria, the AI instantly texts the caller a confirmed appointment slot for the next morning. It logs all the details into your case management software, all while you are fast asleep.
That is amazing.
And these systems are incredibly affordable compared to staffing a 24/7 call center or hiring night shift paralegals. The technology has completely leveled the playing field.
That is incredible. So a solo practitioner running a firm out of a shared office space can have the exact same intake speed and 247 coverage as a massive mega firm with 100-person staff.
Exactly. They look exactly the same to the consumer at 2 a.m. And that leads to the ultimate ROI takeaway from this Forward Push article. The most successful law firms right now, the ones that are scaling rapidly and dominating their local markets, they aren't necessarily the ones with the biggest advertising budgets or the most billboards on the highway.
They are simply the ones that fix the handoff.
They are the ones who recognize this paradigm shift. They close the gap between the marketing click and the intake response. They stop looking at a ringing phone as an operational chore that interrupts their day, and they started treating it as the single most critical moment in their entire marketing funnel.
They remove the friction.
Yes. They realize that removing the friction at the finish line is infinitely more profitable than just running faster at the start of the race.
It completely shifts the perspective. You go from being frustrated by the volume of leads to being obsessed with capturing the value of every single interaction.
It changes everything about how a firm operates and grows. So, as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave you with a rather provocative thought exercise to mull over this week.
Okay, let's hear it.
Think about your firm's current setup. Think about this coming weekend. If every missed call, every delayed email reply, and every Sunday voicemail is essentially a direct financial donation to a rival law firm's growth.
Okay.
How much revenue are you accidentally donating to your biggest competitor this weekend?
Oof, that is definitely something that will keep a managing partner awake at night. Thank you so much for joining us for this deep dive.
Take some time this week to rigorously audit your own intake process. Call your own firm after hours and see what happens. Look for those hidden leaks and put a stop to the invisible bleeding. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time on the Legal Marketing Playbook from Forward Push Law Firm Marketing.